This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness' sake. You are righteous because he said it. Not because you've been living right for 50 some odd years. Now, you ain't been living right for an hour, but you're righteous. You're righteous because he said it. Now, understanding that should help you to be a little bit more merciful with other people.
Yeah. 2021 is coming to an end, and we want to bring in the new year with you. Tune in on Friday, December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and enter the new year with the World Changers Nation. Invite your loved ones to join us on December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, YouTube, Facebook, and if you're in the Atlanta area, join us at the World Dome. Set your reminder today. We can't wait to bring in the new year with you.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Should sin be the central issue of our lives? Well, all of our sins have been paid for. Now, here's something that's so interesting. Go to 1 John chapter 2 and 2. All of our sins have been paid for. Who's included in it all? Well, I know it's you, but all of our sins have been paid for. Let me say this. Every person that's entered into the earth's atmosphere through the womb of a woman entered in with this debt paid for. No man or woman, as a result of what Jesus has done, is born with a debt of sin.
Amen.
In fact, I'll say something a little deeper. Every person that was born, when they put your name on a birth certificate, God put your name on the roll.
Right.
But you have to be born again in order to get your name on the roll. No. Your name was on the roll the day you became a human on this planet. Well, now, wait a minute. My Bible tells me that he blots your name out. Exactly right. You can't blot out something that wasn't there first. But why would the Bible even talk about blotting your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life? Because obviously you died never responding to the payment plan. You died, you had a whole life to sign up for Jesus' insurance. And you were deceived all your life about being born again, and you died rejecting Jesus. And when you were dead and you died without Christ, they said, man, that's bad. Got to blot his name out. But talking about, well, let's get born again so you can get your name in the book. Now, your name was in the book the day you successfully came through the entrance of a woman.
That's good.
Why? Because he said, I already paid the debt. Everything been paid for. Waiting for your signature. Waiting for your response. Waiting for you to receive it. Waiting for you to believe it. I'll give you a whole lifetime to go ahead and make that decision. And if you can just make that decision. You don't believe me? What about the guy who hung next to Jesus?
Yes.
Tell me what he could do. He couldn't do nothing. He was dying next to Jesus. And you know what he said? Out of honor, Lord, when you get to your place in paradise, he said, remember me. You know what Jesus said? This day, are you with me? He didn't have time to go to prayer meetings. He didn't have time to treat people nice. He didn't have time to do nothing. The only thing he had time to do, come on somebody, was to what? Was to believe. You got to see what's going on now. Look at the world, see what's going on. Look at religion, see what's going on. Look at what mom and them preacher told you, what your grandma and them preacher told you. Look at what's going on. I'm not in this to try to be famous. I just want to make impact. I'm not trying to do that. God dog it, I wish that the way you could make impact without all that other stuff happening. I have ceased to try to preach loud to you. Now all I want to do is just show it to you. Well, I believe the Bible. Okay, let's see what the Bible says. Here it is. How many different translations can we show you before you realize we missed it? Church should not be about focusing in on your sin. You know, I want to say something publicly, and I don't know if I'm really correct in saying this, but and I want to say something publicly. Recently, a man in California, he's a rapper, and he just released a gospel album and to minister to people, because his grandmama ministered to him and he had it on the inside of him. And isn't it sad that he received rejection and flack and how y'all gone support somebody like this after what they did and what they said? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Somebody, I don't know, I might give him a call. Somebody should have said, congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for releasing something that can minister to people and encourage people and help people out. We were so busy trying to dig up his past that we couldn't see that the working of the Holy Ghost on the inside. What's the matter with us? No, you got to go through your checklist. You know, I don't know if you're saved enough. I don't know if you've been saved long enough. And I just showed you a dude who just believed and he went. And now you want to be the Holy Ghost police to decide if somebody has done enough to be respected as a child of God. Y'all need to stop. But that was just a perfect example of me about how judgmental we can be of people who have missed it, somehow in your self-righteousness declaring you're better than they are because they did something you didn't do. Yes. That's self-righteousness, and self-righteousness is unrighteousness. Yes. Well, my Bible tells me, judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. Yeah, but what you don't understand is that there's some fruit you can't see yet. It's on its way out.
Come on. Come on.
Because we've not always been able to see the fruit you got. You ain't always been like you are. Somebody in here remember when. Everybody don't know you, but this, the people who know you remember when. And where and what time it was. Don't you get it? Don't you understand that everybody in here, including me, we are one Jesus away from hell? What am I saying? That if it wasn't for Jesus, there's nothing that we have done that qualifies us to be in the Lamb's book. You know what's something? You know why you are righteous? You're not righteous because of what you've done. Why are you righteous? What Jesus done. But you know, the Lord told me, he said, son, it's deeper than that. You are righteous because I said so.
You've been declared righteous. You weren't right. He didn't wait until you did, you know, five things and then say you're righteous. The day you believe, he said, you're righteous. And you are righteous because he said it. Hallelujah. Isn't that what happened to Abraham? It wasn't even no law. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness' sake. You are righteous because he said it. Not because you've been living right for 50-some-odd years. Now, you ain't been living right for an hour, but you're righteous. You're righteous because he said it. Now, understanding that should help you to be a little bit more merciful with other people. No, you're not condoning sin, but you're saying if you believe Jesus, I may not see the fruit of his working right now, but he working in you. He working in you. And the more you learn and the more you renew your mind and all those things coming together begins to help you to understand who you are and where you are. And one day you look at your life and you say, look at Jesus. I'm not the same. Everything's changed because of Christ. Not because of me, but because of Christ. And then you wake up one morning and there's a hunger in you and you just want the word and you just want to listen to that word. And you ever been in a place you put that word on, it's like something, it was like drinking a cold drink on a hot day. Oh my God, I needed that. But I'm not playing the church game. I'm done with that. I'm not playing the church game. I'm not gonna be dressing like church people think I should dress. I'm gonna wear these tight jeans as long as I can fit in them. Long as I can fit in them. As long as I can cover up my plumber butt, I'm fine. As long as I don't bend over and put the offering in and scare somebody, I'm all right. But I'm just not doing that no more. Right. Because that's not what Jesus was about. Jesus was about real people living their lives, trusting and believing him. He was not about you going to hell because you don't wear a tie on Sunday. He wasn't about all that stuff. And I ain't doing it. So if you're looking for a preacher that wears a suit every Sunday, you might as well go and go. I ain't doing it. I am not going to do it. Now, that's not saying I don't wear a suit. I still like wearing suits. But I'm going to wear what I want to wear. Knowing that I don't have to be condemned and convicted because, you know, a 50-some-year-old man wearing straight-leg jeans. You just mad because you can't. If you can, let me stop. Let me go and leave it alone. I'm just saying if you can, you're going to do it. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying. My point is, it is time for us to defeat perfected phoniness and learn how to live a life in Christ Jesus, being the best you that God created you to be for somebody else's sake. They can look at somebody that look like me and feel comfortable talking about what's going on with their life. It's hard talking to a preacher who standing above everybody. He got a robe on, got a collar on, and he talking like he don't even know stuff going on. He never talks about how he's missed it. He's never talked about his issues. In fact, you're looking at perfection there, and that's the problem. And so when something happens, the deception is you have put in everybody's head that you're flawless. And you're not. And real ministry is sharing from your issue to somebody else's issue and believing that if you could believe God and he can bring you out, then I have an example talking to me that said they've been there, they looked it over, it's gonna be all right. It's just like a shot. Somebody said, does that hurt? No, I've had it before, it don't hurt at all. You need somebody who have been there. I cannot trust a preacher who ain't never been there. Now, I'm not talking about with everything, but been there somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Around the corner from what you went through.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But as for me and the World Changers Nation,
yes,
man, we about to let the Holy Ghost do his thing.
Hallelujah.
God working in you, honey. And you ain't got to settle in for where you are right now, because the Holy Ghost knows some secrets about you that you don't even know. And the Holy Ghost is about to reveal, hallelujah, the mission for your life, the anointing for your life. The Holy Ghost is about to show you some stuff about you you don't even know about, some things that God has meticulously planned for your life. And he's about to reveal those things to you. And you thought you was going to be a carpenter all your life, but he called you to be something else that you didn't even think you would be all your life, and he's already anointed you to do it. The day you were formed in your womb, he put the anointing on the inside of you to do that. Now the Holy Ghost is getting ready to take over and show you things that used to be a dream in your life. And guess what? It's going to be easy. Because when you discover what you've been anointed to do, it's no longer a struggle. You're getting ready to enter into a spirit of ease. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to your neighbor and say to him, the Holy Ghost is working on something and I'm going somewhere. All of our sins have been paid for.
Amen.
Look at 1 John 2:2. And he is the propitiation. Now that's the peace offering or the payment or the ransom. When they use this word propitiation, he says, for he, referring to Jesus, is the peace offering, the ransom, the payment for our sins. Jesus is the payment for our sins. He's the ransom paid for our sins. And not for ours only. Here we go. But also for the sins. Come on. The whole world. There's a difference between you and the whole world. You signed up for it. And because you signed up for it, when you absent from your body and when you die, you're going to be present with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The same thing he said to that dude, same thing to you. That day, you'll be in his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, your sins have been paid for. Those of you who are born again, say this out loud. My sins have been paid for.
My sins have been paid for.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to say this, but those of you who haven't been born again, watch this. You can say the same thing. The only difference is, those of us who are born again and said it, we sign for the package. So when we die, we spend with Jesus. But those of you whose sins paid for it, but you failed to sign for the package and respond to it, when you die, you're going to lift your eyes up in a burning hell. And what was the difference? Jesus. Jesus was the payment for all your sins. Don't know about it. I want to hit it. You need to, because I'm trying to stop you from a burning hell. But I don't care what nobody tell you. If you don't make Jesus the Lord, now they're coming up with stuff like, you know, is there a hell or is there not a hell? Well, die. That's really the only way you're going to find out. Die. You better hope you're right. You're taking a chance. Die. Die without Christ. Listen, the last thing I want to do is go somewhere I ain't ever been before without a friend.
Mm. Wow. Right.
That's a scary thing, to die without Christ. You finna die and go somewhere you ain't ever been before and you ain't got no friend. I'm gonna tell him. Imagine, you know the tormenting thing about hell? I don't even think it's the fire. You know the tormenting thing about hell? Knowing that you didn't have to be there.
Hallelujah.
And all you had to do is say yes.
Yes. Woo.
I believe. That's tormenting. For you to realize how rebellious and bullheaded you were, how deceived you were, how captivated by the world and other people's opinions, how you allowed the norms and values of society to shape your thinking and to cause you to believe wrong because you were thinking wrong. You were looking at the wrong thing, listening to the wrong thing. And it governed your decision to saying, I don't believe there even is a Jesus. And then you die without him. And not when you're dead, oh, I believe now. Well, it's too late now. Because the physical body gave you the opportunity to make a decision that can only be made in your physical body. You can't make this decision outside your physical body. And we keep treating this with such casual attitude. Just, oh, well, I'll do it later. See, I can hear somebody saying, well, that dude on the cross, I mean, he did it later, so I'm gonna go and do what I do later. See, the problem with that is entering into heaven with unfinished business. I had a vision one time. I was feeling real down, didn't want to live no more. Sat on a stool for about 6-7 hours trying to figure out how to die without it hurting. Seriously, you laugh. And after I sat on that green bucket, the Lord said, let me show you something. I saw myself walking down the path or wherever it was, and I heard this voice saying, my good and faithless servant, job incomplete, and showed me all of the lives that I was supposed to touch, but I was so selfish that it never happened. And some of those people went to hell because I didn't do what I needed to do. That tormented me. I said, not me. This ain't gonna be over with, and somebody look at me and say, if you did what you was supposed to do, then I wouldn't be here. Nah, I ain't doing that. That's why I ain't gonna quit. That's why ain't nothing they can say about me cause me to quit. There ain't nothing, no name they can cause me to quit. When I see you in heaven and you see me, it's just gonna be thank you. And not you were so selfish. You wanted to do, because sin is selfish. You know that, don't you? Sin is selfish. If you only think about, you know, what you can do to make yourself feel good, and you just sin because I want to and all that, it's just selfish. You just lived a selfish, miserable life. And selfishness will, the results of it will eventually show up in your life. Selfishness pushes people away. Selfishness pushes opportunities away. Selfishness is the master key to bitterness, which brings other things into your life that will ruin. It's not going to be a nice road until you come to a place where you say, Lord, here I am, use me. I believe. And the angels say, we can secure that name. They believe. How simple is that? And yet we make it so hard and so difficult. I'm not competing with people. I'm not going to compare myself amongst myself. I'm not going to measure myself amongst people. I'm not going to try to define success based on what somebody else has accomplished. None of those things matter. None of those things matter. Because if you do that, people are just going to be around you just because of what they can get. There's going to be little leeches that just leech on you. You just gotta realize that life has got to be your relationship with Jesus Christ and what he's called you to do, and then appreciate everybody that's around you. I think for some of us, for some of the relationships we have in our lives, some of y'all need to put some of those relationships up for sale. Now, listen to me. Some of those relationships need to be put up for sale because some of them are not healthy at all. And you just let them go. Now, if you talk to somebody and they depress you every time you talk to them, if you talk to somebody and they just make you feel bad about yourself every time you talk to them, you talk to somebody and they just, it's just a toxic relationship, you need to put it up for sale. And then when you sell it now, you got to let it go. I'm serious. You're looking at me and some of your problems, some of your issues, some of your pain, some of your emotional stuff you're going through, It's because of some of these relationships you just keep because you figure I ain't got no more relationships, so I might as well hang on to somebody. At least I won't be by myself. By myself is not bad because Jesus is always going to be with you. By myself is not a bad thing.
Many of us want to change for the better, but we can't do it by ourselves. Let the Spirit of Grace change you from the inside out. In this series, you will see how the Holy Spirit assists us to see real and lasting change in our lives.
Wherever you can find some sin, God's grace is going to be greater than the sin. And there is no sin that'll ever outdo God's grace. For where sin abound, grace did much more super abound it. Whatever sin you can come up with, it ain't gonna ever outdo God's grace. His grace is still gonna be greater than your crazy.
The Spirit of Grace series includes 5 insightful messages that will help you see real change from the inside out. This empowering series can be yours for a love gift of $30 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org or call the number on the screen to order today. Learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to success in your life. Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Whether you're in the living room, the bedroom, the car, the garage, I just pray the presence of God will just sit down on you right now. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
It's your season. This is your moment. This is your time. You're going to bring forth. You're going to grow. You're going to flourish.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.